It's the day before Thanksgiving. Today's show will bless you, encourage you. We'll make it count.
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Michael Brown is the director of the Coalition of Conscience and president of Fire School of Ministry. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Let me begin today's broadcast by thanking each and every one of you who has prayed for me and my family with the passing of my mom, who was praying yesterday during the funeral service and who took the time to listen to my one-hour tribute to my mom on the air and read what I posted. Thank you for the many kind words you've sent. Thank you for writing that you were inspired and in tears listening. And what can I say? Thank you for being friends and partners and co-workers together in the gospel from the bottom of my heart. This is Michael Brown. It is the day before Thanksgiving, and we are live on the Line of Fire. I want today's broadcast to count as it is the day before Thanksgiving. Of course, we want every broadcast to count, but especially the day after my mom's funeral, now back in the studio live, all the more do I want today's broadcast to count. I want to share scripture with you that I believe is going to edify you and help you and encourage you and equip you to live a life pleasing to God and a life that will be a blessing to many others. And it struck me at the funeral service yesterday, here my mom was buried in the grave next to my dad. I hadn't been there for many, many years. My dad passed away in 1977, quite suddenly at the age of 63. We'd seen him earlier in the evening, and then he was gone in the middle of the night. And, of course, it's very different losing a loved one that you know has limited time and is weak and frail and short-term memory, very bad, but you still spend special times with and still bring joy to that person's life. But you know their time is short, and you're confident that they'll be with the Lord. So when they pass away at 94, it's something very different. But I was there at the gravesite, and now it's the first time my mom and dad buried side by side, and I trust together in God's presence. And you know, I was thinking about serious thoughts about the meaning of life, about the meaning of death. And once the funeral service was over, we had our tears, we had our laughs with a small, intimate family gathering there, and the rabbi did a great job as well. Once I was done and we threw the dirt on the coffin, as is the Jewish custom and the custom in some other religions and expressions as well, when I walked away, my thoughts were not heavy thoughts. My thoughts were, seize life. Seize life. Seize every moment of life. Obviously, our days are all in God's hands. We can't boast about tomorrow, but at the age of 61, I realize I'm still just a kid full of youthful energy and zeal and vigor and vision. And Nancy, about to turn 62, she's a few months older than me. Yeah, I married an older woman. She's 3.5 months older than me. So she's about to turn 62. I mean, we're young. Our grandkids, another is about to become a teenager, so that'll mean 3 out of the 4 are teenagers. The youngest just turned 10. But I mean, they're still at the beginning of the amazing lives that God will have for them. Our kids in their 30s or 40s, kids and sons-in-law. And I just felt, man, I want to live every moment to the full. Of course, I always feel like that, but all the more, seize life. Take advantage of the opportunities you have. Yes, we live this life in light of the world to come. Jewish tradition says that this world is the vestibule to the world to come, but this world is very important. This world is what we have right now. So live it to the full. Seize the time with your family and friends and enjoy the blessings of life, and then live a life that makes sense in the light of eternity, so that when all is said and done, you won't have regret, you won't have pain, you won't wish you could go back and do it again. You'll be full of thanksgiving, giving thanks to God. We'll talk about the importance of that when we come back. And I've got an important question for you, about to open the phone lines too.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Well, thank you for joining us on this day before Thanksgiving. We are coming your way live today. Here's the phone number to call, 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. I want to ask you a question, get your feedback, which is always of use to us and importance to us. Want to give you a question that you can reply to in a moment. Also, I'm going to share something very important with you, a special need that you can help us with a little later in the broadcast. Again, I want to give you some scriptural perspectives that will help you have a spirit of thanksgiving. I want to talk about the dangers of grumbling and complaining and the positive power in God of a spirit of thanksgiving. Even outside of the Lord, there are things that work, just principles, and being a grumbler and a complainer versus a thankful person, that has an effect on you, even if you don't believe in God. But I want to talk about a bunch of different things. Here's my question for you first, and then I want to encourage you with the scriptures. If you listen to the broadcast regularly, what is it that you appreciate most about the Line of Fire? If you listen regularly, this will help us just as we pray and we do our best to honor the Lord and to serve you. What do you appreciate most about the Line of Fire? Is it our Friday broadcast, you've got questions, we've got answers? Is it our thoroughly Jewish Thursday broadcast where we focus on Israel-related issues? Is it our willingness to take on controversial issues of the day, that what you're hearing on the news we're going to talk about? Is it weighing on political issues? Is it our opening the scriptures? Will they have different guests on and talk about things candidly? If you're a regular listener, just let us know. You don't have to have a lot to say, but let us know. Give us a call, 866-348-7884. If you listen regularly, what do you most appreciate about the broadcast? Why do you listen? We'll be glad to know that. We did some online surveys about the materials that we have and what bring the most blessing to you, our listeners, and those that connect with us on websites and things like that. So we have asked, is it the articles we write that have been a blessing to you? Is it the videos we produce? Is it the radio broadcast? Is it books that we put out? So we've done that online. But on the air, if you're a regular listener, what in particular has been the greatest blessing to you? Or why do you listen? Why do you listen? It's good for us to know. It's helpful for us to know. On the one hand, we're going to do our best to please the Lord and do what we feel He wants us to do for the good of our listening audience. It's also good for us to know how we're doing in our assignment, how we're doing in helping you. So give us a call if you've got a minute and just let us know what it is that is the greatest blessing to you about the broadcast, all right? Particular show, what we do, how we do it, equipping you in a certain way. That's good and helpful for us to know. Hey, and hey, it's something you can do and giving thanksgiving to God, because any good that comes out of this is to the glory of the Lord. We can give thanks together. 866-348-7884. Listen to Ephesians 5. Paul writes, therefore, be imitators of God as dearly loved children, and walk in love as the Messiah also loved us and gave himself for us, a sacrificial and fragrant offering to God. But sexual immorality and any impurity or greed should not even be heard of among you as is proper for saints. Coarse and foolish talking or crude joking are not suitable, but rather giving thanks. Ah, we should be known as imitators of God and as those who walk in love as the Messiah. We should be known as people who are morally pure, sexually pure, whose words are life-giving. And out of our lips, there should not be coarse and foolish talking or crude joking, but rather giving thanks. Giving thanks. That's what we should be known for. I preached a message years back. I've preached it a few times over the years, but not for many years. And it was on grumbling and complaining. Grumbling and complaining. And when you look in the book of Numbers, you realize that what caused Israel to fall in the wilderness was not idolatry and was not sexual immorality. Oh, those things were wicked and were judged by God. But remember, they committed idolatry and sexual immorality at Mount Sinai, immediately after the revelation of God from Mount Sinai. They committed wicked acts there, and God judged them, and yet it was still forward march to the promised land. You say, well, it was ultimately their rebellion when they said, we can't take the land, their rebellion and their unbelief, and we can't do it, that's what caused them to die in the wilderness. Yes, but what led to it? If you look in Numbers chapter 11, they're grumbling and complaining about their food provision. And that's a constant pattern.
We don't like it. Only we could go back to Egypt. It was so much better in Egypt.
Oh, really? When you were slaves? And you were so oppressed? Grumbling and complaining. Oh, it's agitating. It's like scratching your fingernails on a chalkboard. Ugh. I wonder how it sounds to God. And then Numbers 12, Aaron and Miriam.
Moses, Miriam, Moses, what are you?
Grumbling and complaining. And then, 13th chapter, they go in the promised land, and a spirit of grumbling and complaining is completely antithetical to a spirit of faith. Completely antithetical to a spirit of faith. And when you're grumbling and complaining, you're not going to be in front.
We can't take the land. We can't do it. It's too hard. There's a big men and giants, and we're like little grasshoppers in their sight.
And what happens? They end up dying in the wilderness. Grumblers and complainers open the door to unbelief, which leads to rebellion. Grumblers and complainers never make a quality faith decision to address and overcome present problems and obstacles by the power of the Spirit and Word. Grumblers and complainers are unthankful and unappreciative. Praisers and worshipers are faith builders, joy getters, spirit movers, and blessing increasers. Praise brings God's presence. Grumbling chases it away. Praise lifts us up. Grumbling brings us down. Yes, something to think about on this day before Thanksgiving. 866-34-TRUTH. Again, asking the question, why do you listen to the broadcast? What do you most appreciate the broadcast? This is so important for us to know and understand as we strategize and pray about use of funds and how to best serve those God's called us to serve. We appreciate your feedback. So I'm going to take calls right up until 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That means even if you're not listening on the radio, you can still call in 866-34-TRUTH. We've got one line open right now, so do your best to get in. We'll start with our friend Frank in Staten Island. Thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Thank you very much, Michael, and God bless you. I just wanted to call you and express my sincere condolences to you on the passing of your mother. It rang a bell with me because it was 10 years ago next month, right before Christmas, that I lost my mother. I was very close. Mm. And I know what a deep situation that is. And I also related to you, what you said about your father who passed away many years ago, and it was the same thing with me. My dad died in 69, and I was a young I was a teenager at the time, and so I know it's a very hard thing, Michael, and I just wanted to call and let you know how I feel.
Well, thank you, Frank. I appreciate it, and I appreciate you having you as a devoted Catholic listener, and we have many things in common and many perspectives are different. I appreciate you having you as a listener, and I appreciate your kind words today, and may you live a life that brings pride and joy to your mom and dad, too. And thanks for always calling in and representing your position eloquently as well. I do appreciate that, Frank. Thanks so much for taking the time to do this. All right, friends, we come back. I'm going to go straight to your calls and hear from as many of you as I can. So hold on through the break. I do appreciate you taking the time to call. And let me say this. I gave a tribute to my mom yesterday, and she was one proud mom and thought the whole world knew her son. Well, my sister and nephew told me a story yesterday. They had brought her in to see a doctor one time, and he came out, and he was an Indian, a Sikh, so with the turban and all of that, because I go speak in India every year. Only 1.3 billion people in India. My mother said, "Oh, do you know my son Michael? He speaks in India." She thought because he was an Indian that he must have known me. Only 1.3 billion people in India. Sure, you must know my son Michael. That's my mom. I was so glad to honor her to millions yesterday.
Give us strength to always do what's right.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Hey, no matter what's going on in your life, find something to be thankful for, even if the only thing you can be thankful for is who God is and his goodness, even if you don't feel like you're experiencing it. If you're having trouble with a person, go before God and find something good about that person to thank God for. Paul writes, Ephesians 5, that we should be speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making music from our hearts to the Lord, always giving thanks for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus, the Messiah. Wow. 866-34-TRUTH. We're asking why you listen to the broadcast, what it is that most blesses you on the broadcast. It's good for us to know, helpful for us to know, and we're family. I'd love to get feedback from you, our listening audience. We go to Robin in Chesterfield, Virginia. Welcome to the Line of Fire.
Thank you. I have just two quick things. I know you got a lot of callers, but what I love most about your broadcast is you take not only national events, but worldwide events, and you bring a biblical perspective to it that sometimes I just haven't honed in on. And a lot of time your speakers, I buy a lot of the books, and those just are extremely helpful and a blessing to me. And on the other note, I'm sorry for the loss of your mom. I know you have the comfort of that she's with the Lord, but I wanted to ask you, my mother was a Christian. I was with her when she made her profession of faith, and but she was late in life when she made that. She was never really able to read the Bible or go to church, but there was times she would just cry out and say, you know, bless you, thank you, Jesus, sweet Jesus.
Wow.
But when it, towards the end of her life, she was terrified. She wouldn't sleep at night. She was up every 15, 45 minutes crying for us to come. She wanted us to sleep with her. It was wearing us down. Her death was horrible. And I always had the comfort that I would have the grace of God when death came. But to be frank with you, after I saw my mom and how she died, I'm afraid of death because
I don't think
he was there for her, and I don't know why.
Well, you know, Robin,
I
hate the fact that she went through that. And thank you for your kind words. I hate the fact she went through that. We had really, really prayed that my mom would go quickly and wouldn't suffer, and that is what happened. She didn't want to die. You know, she even though she was confined to her bed, and she didn't want to die. But I would say this, Robin. It's painful that your mom went through that. It's over, though. She's in the presence of the Lord. She's rejoicing. And I would pray to the Lord that whatever it is in you that's creating a fear, probably the same thing that was in her, that God would get to the root of that and give you assurance. There's something, there must have been something in your mom that caused that fear and that you're never able to deal with, get to the root of. Ask God to help you get to the root of that. And then you can, when it's time to go, you can be ready to go joyfully, as so many saints of God have done. They know it's their time and they leave this world and go straight into the arms of the Lord. So may God's grace remove that fear, uproot it, and give you confidence as you get ready in the years to come to meet your maker. May it be so. Thank you, Robin, for calling. 866-34-TRUTH. Life and death, weighty issues. Everything I do in ministry, I do in light of that reality of eternity, the reality of life and death, so that what we do seriously, with joy, but seriously before the Lord. We go to Sherry in Boston, Massachusetts. Thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Hi, Dr. Brown. It's really nice to speak with you. This is the first time that I've ever, on the radio, got to speak with you. I was calling because I was touched and just wanted to give you a little perspective. About 2 or 3 years ago, I was listening to the Christian radio station. I came across your program, and to be quite honest, there was a lot, I felt a lot of conviction listening to you. Definitely not condemnation or anything like that, but just I was convicted. So initially, I would just kind of turn it off. But then I always found myself being drawn back to listening, because I just felt like I just really appreciated the way that you spoke. I really appreciated the way that you broke things down and connected them. biblically, and then you actually came and spoke at my church once, and I was like, Dr. Michael Brown, like, I listen to him on the radio, I hear him sometimes, and you actually gave a book to my mom. My brother is in prison, he struggles with homosexuality, and it was right around the time that your book came out, and it was a great comfort to her. So just now, as an adult, and through this, you know, election, it was really difficult. My sons are amazing young men, 17 and 14. They started a faith club in school. They're living their life with the Lord, but they're half Mexican. Their father was born in Mexico, and a lot of their family are undocumented. So it was a real struggle in our household, because we knew from a biblical, from a Christian perspective of what the things that we stand and believe for, that, you know, Donald Trump seemed to be the vote that we should cast, but from their perspective and the feelings that he had said. So it was just listening to you every day and listening to you really, like, just kind of weigh that and not just jump right to that, kind of weigh it out and see, like, let's give it a chance. And a lot of what you said, I kind of reiterated back to them the morning after the election. And I said, you know, Jesus is in charge. Jesus is still the Lord, you know, and that their people would be watching them as, you know, young Christian men in high school that are half Mexican, that their witness would be kind of be watched on that day as to how they were going to react to it. And they articulated themselves very well, and they handled themselves well. So it's been full circle. I know I've talked a lot. You have a lot of people, but I just wanted to say it started with me hearing you and going like, oh, that's truth. That feels uncomfortable to me. And then you have now become, I drive a van, I pick up kids from school, I leave at 2 o'clock, I get to listen a little bit before I get the kids in the van. So I just wanted
great.
To thank you.
Well, thank you, Sherry. That's so meaningful, and so glad to hear the way your kids have been raised. And what a unique position they're in right now to glorify Jesus. So thanks for being a regular listener. Thanks for the call. And I don't remember the details, but I do remember giving that book to your mom for your brother. May the Lord touch him in jail. Thanks so much. Hey, friends, when people said, what could they do in honor of my mom, or do you want flowers, or said, hey, I just said, reach out to a loved one, hug a loved one, let them know how much you care about them. So that's what I've asked for. We didn't ask for donations to our ministry or anything like that. I want my mom to be remembered for who she was, and I want you to reach out and be a blessing to a loved one in memory of my mom. So on a totally separate level, as we come to the end of the year, we do have some major pressing needs, including our radio bills and other things we're doing. I leave for India in less than 2 weeks, and we have needs always with regard to that trip. If you could help us with a year-end tax-deductible one-time gift, if we've been a blessing to you, would you stand with us? Go to the website, askdrbrown.org, askdrbrown.org. Click on donate. Together, let's make an even bigger difference.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown. your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Get into the line of fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Thank you for joining us on the line of fire. I'm so thankful for the love of God that broke into my life and transformed me in 1971 from a heroin-shooting, LSD-using rebel to a child of God. So my cousin Andy, for the first time in many years, yesterday at my mom's funeral, and he was a hippie before I was a hippie. He was a real pioneer. You know, in those days, having a beard, long hair, get you beat up on a subway or something. I mean, just a construction site. I mean, just... was not popular in many circles, and so when he became a hippie before he was a few years older than me, before I did, my family used to call him JC because we were Jewish, and so we thought long hair beard, that's like Jesus Christ, but he got concerned when he saw me going from the hippie psychedelic drugs and that kind of thing to shooting drugs. He actually got concerned, and he said to me yesterday, he goes, "We're always glad you went the way of the Lord." And so it was so great to reconnect with him. And if you got family you haven't seen in a while, reach out to them. If you got older loved ones, your call probably means more to them than you realize. If you have got broken relationships, do what you can to mend them. You'll be glad. They'll be glad. And the smile of the Lord will be on it. God is a God of reconciliation. 866-348-7884. If you're just tuning in, my question to our radio listeners is, why do you listen to the broadcast? How have we been a blessing to you? We're asking to better understand what we do that is most effective. We seek to please the Lord. We seek to do broadcasts that we believe will honor him and be to your good. But it's always great to hear back from you, to know why you listen to the broadcast. 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to Sarah in Rockville, Maryland. Thanks for calling the line of fire.
Hi. You didn't ask me to say these things, but I'm going to tell the truth about why I listen. It's because of your past and your present. I can rely on your honesty. I never see you take a low way with people or caller, never. And the first woman that you talked to, you knew what to say to her about her mother, who seemed to be, she said, God not with her. The priest that you sent me the book, Can You Be Gay and Christian? I told you the priest that I gave it to, that it's in the Vatican now. He would say, you know, everybody wants to go to heaven, but you got to die first. And it parallels what you're saying. This is life and death. The thing about Trump, I appreciated that you didn't just go off on him. He had this bad image before. I think he regretted it. I think he's going to be under real attack now, and I'm married to an Hispanic person for almost 20 years who is a conservative and a voter, and he loves Trump, and he realizes that when Trump said those things about Mexicans, he wasn't talking about Mexicans, he was talking about the ones who do drugs and rape and do things like that. He wasn't saying that about all of them. He knew that right away. But mostly about you and the show, I know I'm going to get honesty. I'm going to get the worldwide, maybe even galaxy-wide take on what is.
Yeah, Sarah, I appreciate that, and maybe we can add that to our description of the show. Not just worldwide coverage, but galaxy wide. That's wonderful, Sarah. And thank you for the kind words. And it's great to hear your husband's perspective too.
Right, they're truth. That's how you are. You're a very, very good man. And I had kind of a past like you did too. In a way, I'm not quite as old, but I know about that. And thank God we were saved from that. One other thing, you know, you and I, we grow up in a atmosphere of sexuality, and I'm Catholic. And I cannot believe how much it was considered to be okay to be sexual. And now we find out, no.
Yeah, and you know what happened, Sarah? In the 60s, the sexual revolution, this age of discovery, which became an age of rebellion, it's just become the norm in the culture. Hey, thanks again for the kind words.
God of light, hear our cry. Send the fire.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Listen to the words of Scripture, Philippians 4, 6. Don't worry about anything, but in everything through prayer and petition with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Always add in thanksgiving to your praying. It will change your attitude. It will change your perspective. You begin to put your eyes on the goodness of God. You begin to remember the great things God has done in the past. You begin to get a different perspective on your present circumstances. And before you know it, you are literally joyful. Whereas before you started praying, you were discouraged and hopeless. Why? Because you turned your attention from that which was hopeless and difficult and painful in itself and turned your attention to the living God, in whose presence is fullness of joy and in whose presence is eternal hope. This is Michael Brown. You're listening to The Line of Fire on the day before Thanksgiving. 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to Norma in Silver Spring, Maryland. Welcome to The Line of Fire.
Hi, thank you. I just wanted to tell you that, I'm a relatively new Christian. I've been a Christian for 8 years, but I became a Christian when I was 62, and I started listening to the radio, and I started listening to you, and I just think that you are very unique on the radio because you give a wonderfully academic but down-to-earth Hebrew perspective on the Old and New Testament. And I found that really valuable. And last year I got to go to Israel, and so I appreciate you even more because I realized that coming from a tradition that was not, you know, in any way Jewish, I read the scripture and I don't get the context, and you provide that. Plus, you're so well versed in the scripture. I love that. You've obviously, you're a scholar of it. And also, when I started also listening to John MacArthur, and I listened when he was just going off on the Holy Spirit, and I was having some doubts because I'm a tongue-talking Christian. I believe in the ministry of the Holy Spirit, but I was having some doubts. And your book, Authentic Fire, came out about that time, and I bought it. You talked about it on the air, and it really helped me a lot. It's like an amazing book. So I just wanted to thank you for that.
Well, Norma, that brings great joy to my heart, all of the things that you shared. And I'm so glad the Lord brought you to himself at the age of 62, and that we've been there for a good part of the journey with you. And yeah, we love our brother John MacArthur and have differences about the things of the Spirit, and so glad we were able to encourage you to keep on keeping on with the fire of the Spirit. So again, thank you for calling, and that's very meaningful and helpful. Have a blessed Thanksgiving. 866-348-7884. Just getting your feedback as to why you listen to the show. We know what we do, why we do it, but it's also so helpful for us as a team and for me individually to know what ministers to you. You know, if we thought we were cooking up delicious food and nobody liked the taste and nobody found it nutritious, well, then we might want to reevaluate the menu. But if we really believe we've got a good menu, and we've got some good cooks in the kitchen, and then we hear from you, yeah, the food is nutritious and it tastes good, then that encourages us. And it's also good to know, hey, we go to your restaurant for this meal. We go to your restaurant for that meal, if you get my analogy. Hey, it's the day before Thanksgiving. We can use a food analogy. Let's go to Cardell in the Bronx, New York. Thank you for calling The Line of Fire.
Thank you for taking my call, Dr. Brown. I trust you're hearing me well.
Yes, loud and clear.
Okay, so I just wanted to give you my sincere condolences on the passing of your mom. I listened to the program yesterday. I thought it was such an appropriate tribute. It blessed me, not having known your mom, but just the humorous and thoughtful insight that you shared of how your mom very much appreciated you. So that touched me, and I just wanted to share that with you. But secondly, to your pertinent question in terms of why I listen to your program, I enjoy your insights on current events. Most recently, of course, the political season. I appreciated your conservative Christian perspective. I also enjoy your Messianic Hebrew take on events as they pertain, obviously, to Israel and to a society as a whole. And I particularly appreciate your humble spirit in which you respond to those who differ with you. You know, you're not condescending, and it's very, I think, Christ-like in the manner in which you respond to those who differ in opinion with you. Even as you just graciously said in reference to Dr. John MacArthur, I listen to Dr. MacArthur, I appreciate his perspective, and I don't agree with you and all of your perspectives either, and nor do I need to. But I think we're all, I know we're both headed to the same spot. So if I don't see you on this side of glory, I look forward to meeting you in heaven.
Well, thank you, sir. Thanks for the kind words about my dear mom. And thanks for your encouraging words about the broadcast. That means a lot to us. And yes, it'd be great. Just think of the rejoicing that Pastor MacArthur and I and others will have together in the presence of God. Won't that be amazing? Think of that. So thank you. Thank you very much for the call. Very meaningful. Thanks. 866-348-7884. Let's go to Adoniram in Reading, Massachusetts. Welcome to the Line of Fire.
How are you, Dr. Michael Brown?
Doing very well. Thank you.
I'm just thankful for your life and all the teachings. I'm a regular listener to your show at Line of Fire. And one of my highlight was your interview with Pastor Bill Johnson about a month or 2 months ago. And I admire people that can despite a little bit of our differences on secondary issues, but we can agree on the primary issues in the Bible. And I met you, Dr. Michael Brown, in 1999 in Pensacola.
Yes, during the Brownsville Revival, we were blessed to have several million people pass through those doors in a 5-year period. And
in Massachusetts, there was at the time a best Brazilian community that was impacted by the Brownsville Revival, and even to this day, these churches are prospering. And even though some people say that the revival is gone and stuff like that, even to this day, we can see a reflection of what the move of God that happened on those days. So I'm just thankful for your life. But answering your question, the main reason I like to hear your show is because you bring a prospect. You are humble, and you can defer with people without disrespecting and understanding that, like the last caller said, we're going to live in the same heaven. So thank you, Dr. Brown.
Well, thank you for those very kind words. And, you know, speaking of the Brownsville Revival, which began Father's Day of 95, the phenomenon of the revival in one building and spreading out from there around the world, that began to wane 99, certainly 2000 had waned some. But the school was ablaze, the church was healthy. And you say, well, what's the lasting fruit? Well, that is the lasting fruit that our brother was just talking about, that many touched 20 years ago or 15 years ago are burning bright today. Many who were touched by someone touched in the revival are burning bright today. We have grads from the School of Ministry that began in the revival and that continues to this day bearing fruit around the world. And they've planted schools, and now the graduates from those schools are going out to do missions work in the surrounding countries where they live, in Asia and Africa and Europe. So we're seeing that amazing ongoing fruit to this day. And ministries that were birthed out of the revival, like our school and church and missions organization, continue to move forward by the grace of God, continue to bear fruit to this moment. So, yes, the revival continues, bearing fruit around the world to the glory of God. Again, thank you for the call. You know, the caller's name, Adoniram, I think at once of Adoniram Judson, the first missionary to leave the shores of America to go overseas to bring the gospel in 1812. And if you want to read an extraordinary biography, Courtney Anderson, I believe, is the author, Towards the Golden Shore, about 500 pages. Nancy and I read it many years ago. It's an incredible, incredible book of sacrifice and service and faith. But Judson, who suffered much, lost first wife, second wife, lost children, Judson said, "The future is as bright as the promises of God." Take hold of that.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
What a delight to be with you today on the broadcast on this day before Thanksgiving. Do you receive my emails? Do you receive my emails? We've got one that's going out in about 10 minutes sharing a very important need that you can help us meet. If you're not receiving my e-blasts, go to our website right now, askdrbrown.org, askdrbrown.org. It'll take you a second on your cell phone, your tablet, your computer. Go there right now, and you'll just see a little place. What do you call it? A little place. It's not a little place. You'll see where you can fill in to get our emails, okay? E-newsletter sign-up. That's what it is. You'll see that e-newsletter sign-up. You just put in your email address and submit it. Bing. That's it, okay? We don't need all the life details and everything. We're not going to try to call you. Just sign up for the e-newsletter, and we'll get it right out to you. In fact, because the world has, you know, Black Friday and Cyber Monday, we do our best to be a blessing and to say, hey, maybe you want to get some of our own resources. So we massively discount things at that time. Say, hey, let's be a blessing to you, and you can be a blessing to others at that time. So we'll let you know about that if you've got, again, if you're not on our e-newsletter list. Just go to AskDrBrown.org. You'll see right on the homepage, e-newsletter sign up, or just scroll down your cell phone and join us. So the scriptures say in Hebrew, Kabed et avicha ve'et imecha, honor your father and your mother. And the Hebrew word for honor, yes, it does mean honor. It can mean in a different context. It has to do with weightiness. It has to do in a related root form with the glory and presence of God. It can refer to a mass accumulation of stuff someone has. In other words, it's heavy, it's weighty. And if you've heard about the kavod, the glory of God, that's the same root. Kabed, kavod, kabed, honor, kavod, glory, keved, heavy. So you get this picture. On the one hand, it's talking about treating with respect, treating with honor and with reverence. In a lot of our Western culture, the way kids talk to their parents would be completely unheard of in other parts of the world. Completely unheard of. Yeah, there are ways that kids can be mistreated in other parts of the world too. But the lack of respect for elders, the lack of respect for authority that's common in the West and parts of Europe is unknown in other parts of the world and other cultures. And that's why in biblical law, if a child cursed mother or father or struck mother and father, they could be put to death. It was that extreme. It was that much of an unexpected, extraordinary, above and beyond act of absolute effrontery. And again, there are cultures where parents with kids still have to live certain ways to honor the desires of their aged parents. Again, there's a freedom we have in the West that can be positive, but it can be negative as well. And part of what's negative is our lack of respect, lack of honor for the elderly and our elders, lack of respect, lack of honor for our parents and even for authority figures in general. How much more those who nurture us and care for us, you say, yeah, you don't know my mother, you don't know my father. I understand, but they're still your parents. And even if you have grievances or issues, there's a way to deal with it that is honoring and respectful. Here, just an earthly authority figure. If it's a police officer that pulled me over and I felt I was pulled over unjustly and unfairly, let's say I know my life is not being threatened or anything like that, I still would deal with that officer respectfully. And even if I felt I had to fight it in court, I would deal with it with respect for the law. Well, all the more those that nurtured us and raised us, we should treat with respect. When our girls were little, they wanted to see Home Alone, and I think that was the movie. And they said all their friends were seeing it, and we said, yeah, we're not really keen on it. So we finally said, okay, look, we'll get the video. It was out in video form, and we'll watch it together on the condition that we can stop it periodically and talk about it. They said, fine. They just wanted to see it. And we stopped it periodically. They said, what do you think about the way the siblings treat each other? Oh, that's not good. What do you think about the way the kids talk to the parents? That's bad, Daddy. I mean, they just wanted to go on with the movie, but they recognized how inappropriate it was. This is normal in our world. And I imagine if I watched a lot of sitcoms and things like that, I'd see stuff even worse. So I want to encourage you, as I think about my mom and dad's memory, to honor your mother and father, but not just by being respectful, not just treating them as they deserve to be treated as mother and father. Again, even if they're not good parents in many ways, they still have that place of mom and dad and therefore are treated with a certain respect. You're going to differ with them in a way that's different than you differ with your siblings or your neighborhood friends. But there's another way to honor, which is to live a life that brings joy to them, to live a life so that they look good because of the way you live. Oh, that's Rose and Abe's son. That's my mom and dad's name. That's Rose and Abe's son. You don't want it to be, oh, he's in trouble again? Oh, he got divorced for the seventh time? Oh, he's behind on his alimony payments and he just got thrown in jail? Isn't that Rose and Abe's son? Oh, kid just went on a crime spree? Oh, that guy that's so nasty and mean to everybody and mistreats his own kid, that's Rose and Abe's son. No, you want it to be, oh, that's Rose and Abe's son? When I was at the funeral service yesterday, and I said to everyone, you know, my mom was so proud of my sister and me and so proud of the grandkids, and she thought everybody in the world knew me. You know, I mentioned this, but healthcare giver would come into her room and I'd be walking in and they'd go, oh, you're Dr. Brown? Oh, we're going to listen to your radio show. She thought I was super famous, that the whole world knew me and listened to the radio show. She was always promoting me. She knew what time it was on in her old age, you know, just amazingly when other things she'd forgotten, she remembered that. And I thought how appropriate that right now through the radio, I'm telling the whole world about my mom and giving her honor through things that I've written that are now being read by people around the world because of the amazing reach of internet. And I thought, well, that would bring a smile to her face, that her son, that she thinks the whole world knows, thinks of me, you know, 10 times bigger than I could ever be, that I get to magnify her as a great mom, a loving mom, an affirming mom before the world. So live a life that would make your parents proud. And if they didn't know the Lord in the light of eternity, live a life that they would say, wow, you made the right choices and you did honor us even though we didn't see it. Hey friends, my bottom line today, Thanksgiving is around the corner. Reach out to a family member, show them love, and bring honor to your mom and your dad. It's the day before Thanksgiving. Today's show will bless you, encourage you. We'll make it count.
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Michael Brown is the director of the Coalition of Conscience and president of Fire School of Ministry. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
You know, I'm just sitting scrolling through some of the many, many comments, the hundreds, probably thousands of comments that have come in from folks who have been sending their condolences, have been reaching out after the passing of my mom last Friday morning and then the funeral service yesterday. So again, as we welcome many new listeners right now, thank you so much for being part of the broadcast and for being part of the family, and for expressing your kind words, your condolences. It's a fascinating thing. Live talk radio is different than other forms of media because you develop a relationship with people. Now through social media, you know, I can post something, I can tweet out, you know, on my way to the funeral service to, you know, missing my mom and dad and things like that. Or I can post a picture of my mom from decades ago and people can respond. And so it's not just like being a media personality, whatever that is. It's a matter of having a relationship with a much, much, much bigger family. And I've said this again, but it's appropriate to say again today. I've said it before. It's appropriate to say again today that I will often run into someone that I know I don't know. I'm walking through an airport. I'm walking out of a store. I'm approached by someone, and I don't mean a church service where I'm ministering and there's already, you know, a relationship and maybe they've known me for years, but I mean just some other place where I'm just walking in and out of a store, or as I said, walking at the airport or some other place, and someone will come up to me, and the look they have on their face is the look of someone that is a longtime friend or family member. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh man, I can't believe it. I haven't seen you in so long. That kind of look, right? Except I have no idea who they are. But that's how they're looking at me. And I know what they're going to tell me. I listen to your radio show all the time. Because we built that relationship without seeing each other face to face. And it's something that I feel just as you feel. And it's not put on. If I have to pre-record a show, for some reason, I'm thinking, man, I want to be there live for my listeners. We periodically, if I'm flying overseas or something, we'll have a guest host, and I love it because we've got fabulous guest hosts. I'm thinking, oh, I want to be there talking to everyone. So thank you again for reaching out, for your kind words. I've said it earlier, the first hour of the broadcast, now in the second hour, as many of you are just tuning in. I want to say it again. If you're listening to my podcast, you'll get to hear me say it a bunch of times over the 2 hours of the podcast. Thank you for your kind words. And, you know, I didn't even realize until I saw the news that yesterday was the anniversary of the assassination of President Kennedy. And it reminds you that every day people are dying, some suddenly, unexpectedly, some after living a very full life like my mom, 94 years, and that same day yesterday, how many babies were born? Life and death, it's this ongoing cycle, but don't just be part of a cycle that takes over and you become part of this machine of come and go. No, you've got life. It's different than animal life. It's different than plant life. It's different than anything else. Other beings, other creation experiences, we've got an incredible opportunity to build relationships. We've got an incredible opportunity to help people. We've got an incredible opportunity to show what God can do through a yielded life. Wow. What God can do through a life yielded to Him. Find out about this great experiment of what your life could mean and how it could be used for the Lord. While you have breath, live for the Lord. And if you've wasted years, go to Him and say, God, I'm so sorry for the years I've wasted. Forgive me. Wash me clean through the blood of Jesus. Give me a fresh new start. Friends, the years ahead can make up for the years behind.
Fire we want, for fire we please.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
On this day before Thanksgiving, I want to look at some principles in the Word about grumbling, complaining versus giving thanks and praise to God, the differences in attitude, the difference in fruit that is born. I want to talk to you about that in a moment. Also, for all of our listeners in North Carolina, I want to weigh in for a moment on the gubernatorial elections, the controversy of vote counting and things like that. I want to weigh in just briefly on that. And I've got a question for you. We got some very touching and helpful responses in the first hour. I want to open this up now in the second hour. Why do you listen to this broadcast? We are doing our best to serve you, equip you, be a blessing to you. What is it that most blesses you about the broadcast? Why do you listen? If you listen on a regular basis, if you've been listening as often as you can over the years, why do you listen? What is it that is most helpful to you? Is it our coverage of political and cultural issues? Is it our willingness to entertain diverse viewpoints? Is it our teaching from the scriptures? Is it our Thoroughly Jewish Thursday Jewish perspectives? Is it our Q&A on Fridays? Is it knowing that what's happening in the world is going to be addressed from a Christian perspective here? What is most helpful to you? It's helpful for us to know. Again, we pray, we do our best to honor the Lord and use this broadcast to the full. We have to raise money to be on the air, and thank you for all of your support to help us be on the air. But this is a mission for us. This is a calling. And it's good for us to know what helps you, what blesses you. Again, it's not a matter of us trying to be all things to all people. In other words, if God called us to be an Italian restaurant and you love Chinese food, well, we'll recommend a good Chinese place down the block, but we won't try to make Chinese and Italian at the same time. On the flip side, if our mission was to provide ethnic food for everyone in the community, and you said, yeah, but what about the Thai people, the Indonesians? We got big communities here and you don't cook their food. Ah, that's helpful to know. That's helpful to know as well. So what is it that helps you the most about the broadcast? Why do you listen? You don't have to go on at length, but we're interested in hearing feedback from you. It's helpful as we pray and as we seek to serve. And if we feel we're doing something well that's helpful and we really lean into that and you call and say, you know, this is so helpful when you do thus and such, that's a confirmation, a further confirmation to keep plugging away, to keep raising the funds, to keep doing what we do, to be able to minister to you through the radio, to all of you listening live in your cars and computers where you work, and others listening on podcast or online afterwards. Thanks for being part of our audience. These are very precious words. Luke, thank you for posting this. Luke was listening to the broadcast yesterday as I gave tribute to my mom. And he said, God bless you today, Michael. I had a hard time listening to this at work and not crying along with you in joy as you remembered her by sharing your stories. Thank you. And so many other kind words were posted, but I just noticed that one. So hopefully you're listening at work and not crying today. But thank you. That is so meaningful to me. 866-348-7884 is the number to call. All right. North Carolina voting. I just want to take a moment on that because it is such a hot political issue. And I first want to talk about perspectives. All right. I'm not taking calls on this issue. All right. I'm not taking general Bible questions, but just if you want to weigh in and share why you listen to the broadcast, what it is that is of greatest help to you, that's great for us to know. Again, number to call 866-348-7884. All right. I was just listening to commentary on reports that supporters of Hillary Clinton are continuing to push for some type of recount or reevaluating things or getting people in the Electoral College to vote differently. And what comes to my mind immediately? That's ridiculous. That's bogus. Sore losers. Face the fact that you lost the election. It's over. Grow up. Move on. It's not going to change. I mean, those are the kind of emotions I have just in the natural, all right, if I'm honest. Just basically, you're wrong. It's over. Move on. Now, when it comes to North Carolina and the the dispute about ballot counting between Governor McCrory and Attorney General Roy Cooper, with Roy Cooper up, what, less than 10,000 votes when all is said and done right now. I wanted to either see a recount or a revote or something. So, in other words, your sympathies can cloud your perspective. Now, I think there's a lot more evidence of something being done wrong in North Carolina than there's evidence that something was done wrong to give the election to Donald Trump. Okay, I don't see evidence for that at all. All right? But I do see evidence in North Carolina. But I just want to be candid that when people are saying Hillary Clinton really won, or there should be another vote or something, or not another vote, but a recount, or push the Department of Justice to look into this, I think, come on, it's over. He won. End of subject. In North Carolina, I'm saying, no, let there be a recount or a revote. Let it call for a revote or something like that. I don't know if that's the latter is possible. Recount certainly is possible. So maybe it's my perspective. Maybe it's my bias. Maybe it's that I voted for Donald Trump with reservation, but with hope. I voted for Donald Trump, and I voted for Governor McCrory with more confidence in that respect. But in any case, yeah, it could be my perspective is slanted, and that's why I'm thinking one way about the national election, another about the local election. Just being candid with you. But as Family Values here in North Carolina has reminded us, a Democrat-funded PAC called Bladen County Improvement Association PAC milled hundreds of thousands of absentee ballots that were witnessed and signed by the same people. Governor McCrory has filed protests in over 50 counties, insisting some votes have come from individuals who are deceased, felons, or voted multiple times. Incidents have led the Civitas Center for Law and Freedom to file a federal lawsuit requesting a restraining order on same-day ballots via same-day registration. Those incidents have led Governor McCrory to file for an official recount. Family Values North Carolina also points out that Aim Higher Now NC, the group Planned Parenthood was, quote, collaborating with, was actually a project of an organization called North Carolina Citizens for Protecting Our Schools. North Carolina Citizens for Protecting Our Schools this year donated about $1.5 million to an organization called North Carolina Families First. North Carolina Families First spent over $2,670,000 targeting Republican members of the North Carolina General Assembly, with almost half it going towards opposing Supreme Court Justice Bob Edmonds. North Carolina Families First also donated nearly $500,000 to Planned Parenthood Action PAC North Carolina. You say, what's the issue? Well, all these groups that were working with Planned Parenthood, collaborating with Planned Parenthood, and pouring in all this money were also, and this is according to WBTV, so respected media here in Charlotte, or just one of the main media outlets in North Carolina, radio and TV, in their On Your Side investigation, they uncovered a political group affiliated with Planned Parenthood posing as an anti-tolls group. It appears that if Governor McCrory loses, he didn't lose because of HB2. He lost because he was outspent by opponents of HB2 and others. He was outspent 21 million to 13 million, something like that. So if it ends up being less than 10,000 votes, if they spent the same amount, he'd have a crushing victory. All right, that's self-evident. And that's how advertising works. But there were controversies with him and Duke Energy and a history there, and controversies with him and what was it, Route 77, making that into a toll road. So if he loses, he loses for one of those other things because others were reelected who were strong proponents of HB2. There was not a mandate against HB2 by the voters of North Carolina. No matter how people try to spin it, that's not the case. And it seems not to be the case with Governor McCrory. From what I understand, there was unpopularity about other issues as well. And without those other issues, HB2 would not have sunk him, despite all of the national bullying against the state of North Carolina. But here you have groups apparently affiliated, or a group apparently affiliated with Planned Parenthood, posing as an anti-tolls group. So, hey, vote for Roy Cooper. He's against the tolls. Governor McCrory was for the tolls. And actually, they're working for Planned Parenthood, and they're part of a larger anti-family coalition, calls themselves Family First, but an anti-family coalition that's coming against HB2 and bathroom privacy and gender distinctions and things like that. So here's what we can agree to pray on and pray for, all right? Let the truth come to light. How's that? Let the truth come to light in North Carolina. Yeah, Governor McCrory's outspent, special interest groups from the outside, that's what happened. That's politics. But let the vote count be fair and honest and righteous. And then whoever wins, they win. And we support them as governor, whether we like their policies or not, we still support them as governor. Can we agree to pray for that in North Carolina? God, your will be done. Bring the truth to light. Expose darkness and let there be a true vote count in North Carolina. And hey, in the nation as a whole. We'll be right back.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Welcome to the Line of Fire. This is Michael Brown. 866-348-7884 is the number to call. Again, the simple question we put out, and we took a lot of calls in the first hour. We'll take more calls before the show is out today. Why do you listen to the broadcast? If you've been a regular listener, the vast majority of all who listen never call the broadcast, just like shows I've listened to for years in the car. I've never called those broadcasts ever, maybe one or two out of, in decades. But give us a call today. Let us know why you listen. What is it that helps you the most about the broadcast? What is it that blesses you the most about the broadcast? It's so helpful for us to hear this, and it helps us as we pray and evaluate how we can serve, how we can best be a blessing to you. Here's the number to call, 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-348-7884. As today is the day before Thanksgiving, let me take a few minutes to remind you of what the Word of God says and to remind you of our call to be givers of thanks. Paul wrote this in Philippians chapter 2. And boy, if we could learn to live by this, our lives would be radically transformed. Philippians 2:14, the context is how we should have the mind of the Messiah, humbling ourselves as he did, and how we should recognize God's work in our lives and work out our salvation with fear and trembling. And then he says this, Philippians 2:14, do everything without grumbling and arguing. Ooh, you say, Dr. Brown, what does that word everything mean in Greek? Well, everything, panta, all things, everything, do everything without grumbling, arguing, complaining, and arguing the complete Jewish Bible, bringing a little Yiddishism, a little Jewish expression, do everything without kvetching or arguing. Oh, that's sweet, kvetching. Yeah, that's the Jewish way of saying it. Stop kvetching already. Do everything without murmuring, without division. It's the ancient Syriac translation. Do everything without complaining and arguing. Do everything without grumbling or arguing. Do everything without grumbling or disputing. Do all things without complaining and disputing. Loud and clear. Yes, Lord, we got it. What do you do instead? Be thankful. Be grateful. Speak words of life. It is amazing how you can just have a certain perspective where you're going to speak differently to a situation. And that's going to be your attitude. Now, notice what Paul says, do everything without grumbling and arguing so that you may be blameless and pure, children of God who are faultless in a crooked and perverted generation, among whom you shine like stars in the world. Is that saying that we can't be blameless and pure in our conduct if we do things with grumbling and arguing and complaining? Yep. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. In terms of our moral conduct, in terms of our moral purity, in terms of the fruit of the Spirit in our lives, if we are grumblers and complainers and arguers, and the best compliment you can give is not bad, but this is better than that. You're not in the Spirit. You're in the flesh. You're not glorifying the Lord. You're not being mature. In fact, grumbling and complaining is kind of babyish. I mean, don't you associate that? No, I don't mind. You don't expect it from an adult, do you? From a teenager. But often we act like that because we're in the flesh. It's ugly. Yeah, if I talked like that the whole broadcast, I would have zero listeners. I'd have zero listeners in a hurry. I'm sure our engineers and our call screeners and our producer, they'd go somewhere else and do something else. For good reason. Let's be those who give thanks. Let's be those who glorify the Lord. Let's be those who look for hope and light in the midst of darkness. 866-34-TRUTH. Getting your feedback today, this day before Thanksgiving, on why you listen to the broadcast, how it is that we are of help to you. We go to Lynette in Long Island. Welcome to the Line of Fire.
God bless you, Dr. Brown, and happy Thanksgiving to you. And I'm so glad that you have opened up the lines for this topic today, so I get to publicly say all the reasons why I'm thankful for the broadcast. I'm thankful that there's a forum for people to be Christians and also simultaneously very highly educated and know how to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Because I think that the enemy always wants to tempt us to check our brains in at the door someplace, and that being a Christian and being an intelligent person are not synonymous, or you can't do the two things at the same time. So I love that about this this ministry, all of your ministries, and about you personally. And another thing I love is that it's so wonderful to regularly hear the truth. I never thought I would be living in an age where that verse that talks about buying the truth and not selling it would become so important. But nowadays, it's very difficult to actually hear truth. People who speak the truth are called ugly names, like bigots and liars and other things. And people who tell lies are so often lifted up as being in the right. So that's something that's so refreshing about this ministry, hearing the truth about the Bible, hearing the truth about Israel, hearing the truth about the Jews, hearing the truth about God's perspective on things. It's just so refreshing and so needed. So that's... It's a long list, as I don't want to take time away from everybody else. But the main thing also is that you encourage prayer and you encourage moving on to holiness and maturity in all of your listeners. Not that everybody has to be exactly like you or think exactly the same way as you do or anything like that, but that you lift up Christ and you lift up the word, and you encourage everybody, including yourself, to push towards that high mark and that high calling, and that's exciting.
Well, Lynette, that is so kind of you, and I'm so gratified to know that we are a blessing to you. And would to God that the truth would be shouted from the mountaintops for all the world to hear by vessels of truth all around the world. Thank you for your kind words.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown. your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Get into the line of fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
It is the day before Thanksgiving, and we want to give thanks to God. We want to honor the Lord, and we want to be people of thanksgiving. As we welcome many listeners just tuning in now to the broadcast, as I've done over the last hour and a half, thank you for your many kind words, your words of love and condolence on the passing of my mom last Friday and the funeral yesterday. Thank you for the kind words about my mom. Thank you for the kind words about my tribute to my mom, and just your kind words to me and the family, your prayers. And I'm like a broken record over this, but I don't think I can say too much. If you've got a broken relationship with a loved one, do what you can to repair it. And if you've neglected a loved one, you say, well, how do I know if I've neglected a loved one? How can I be sure? Well, just think like this. If they were to leave this world now, would you say, oh, I wish it. I could have spent more time. Oh, I can't believe I don't think I told them I love them. Yeah, you know, if you're gonna have some kind of guilt, yeah, I know there are things in life, things in the past you can't go back and fix, but you can do your best to redeem what you've done to hurt a loved one by honoring them and loving them and making them proud. And some of you say, look, I've reached out, they've shut the door. Well, pray for them and pray for God's blessing on them. And if you have to humble yourself and reach out because you've closed the door to someone, reopen it. Life is too short. Life is too short to allow relationships to be broken. One of my friends always pointed out relationships are the meaning of life. And Jesus said in John 17:3, as he prays to his Father, this is eternal life. Notice he doesn't say this is the way to eternal life, the path to eternal life, the formula for eternal life. This is eternal life. That they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus the Messiah whom you sent. Eternal life consists in a relationship with God and his son Jesus. Life is bound up in relationships. If you say, I am all alone right now, hey, all the more then can God be there for you in such a deep and extraordinary way that he meets every single one of your needs. Wow. It's true. It's real. And I just feel to do this now. Father, for those that feel alone and forsaken, give them a token of your love, especially as it's painful during the Thanksgiving and holiday season. Give them a token of your love. May someone reach out to them, or may they feel the depth of your love and presence. And if they're not in right relationship with you, God, show them the way. Help them to humble themselves and receive your love and grace and forgiveness. Well, today I want to give you some scriptural principles about Thanksgiving. Talk about the negative effects of grumbling and complaining. And take your calls. We've gotten some very encouraging and insightful and helpful calls over the last hour and a half. And I want to do this in the next 25 minutes or so of the broadcast. In fact, when we come back on the other side of the break, we're going to go straight to the phones. But here's the number to call, 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-348-7884. If you listen to this broadcast on a regular basis, as often as you can, or if you've listened for a number of years, what is it that blesses you about the broadcast? Why do you listen? How are we of help to you on this broadcast? We really pray and we seek to do our best to be a blessing to you. But what is it about this broadcast that's important to you? Is it our Thoroughly Jewish Thursday Jewish perspective? Is it the wide range of questions we take on the Bible? Is it dealing with contemporary political and cultural issues? Is it just being a source of encouragement and hope to you? Is it the way we handle controversies? It's helpful for us to know what is a blessing to you as we pray and ask God, how can we serve your people the best? Give us a call, 866-34-TRUTH. We'll be right back.
Send it, Lord.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Thank you. Thank you for being part of our radio broadcast. Can I remind you that grumblers and complainers open the door to unbelief, which leads to rebellion? That grumblers and complainers never make a quality faith decision to address and overcome present problems and obstacles by the power of the Spirit and the Word? That grumblers and complainers are unthankful and unappreciative? That grumblers and complainers are fault finders and tear down rather than build up? That grumblers and complainers are joyless and therefore question the joy of others? They project their own misery on others. That grumblers and complainers are never content with the present. Yesterday was always better. Today needs to change. Of course, they quickly forget their attitude to yesterday when yesterday was today. Grumblers and complainers actually qualify as fools according to the moral standards of Proverbs. Grumblers and complainers are faith killers, joy stealers, spirit quenchers, and blessing diminishers. Praisers and worshipers, those who give thanks, are faith builders, joy getters, spirit movers, and blessing increasers. Praise brings God's presence. Grumbling chases it away. Praise lifts us up. Grumbling brings us down. The Word calls us to be thankful. And as God's people, no matter what we're going through, we have every reason to be thankful. And, you know, in God's sight, lack of thankfulness stands out and is notable in the eyes of heaven. Remember Luke 17? Verses 11 through 19, the healing of the 10 lepers, right? And 9 go away healed. They're healed as they go. Only one comes back to give thanks. Lack of thankfulness stands out. And Jesus says, where are the other 9? Where are the other 9? And John Praying High, one of the great prayer warriors in church history, had a season of not breaking through in prayer. And his results in soul winning, he was not seeing people coming to the Lord. And he got to the point where he had covenant with the Lord. When the ministry started, they would go months, years without seeing a convert. He got to the point of leading one person to the Lord every day in personal witness. It got to the point of leading 4 people to the Lord every day in personal witness. And when it wouldn't happen, he would go to the Lord, Lord, what's standing in the way? What went wrong? Invariably, God would say to him, lack of thankfulness, lack of thankfulness. What a difference Thanksgiving makes. Colossians chapter 1, Paul writes this as part of his prayer for the Colossians, starting verse 9, for this reason also, since the day we heard this about your faith, your love for the Lord, we haven't stopped praying for you. We're asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, so that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, bearing fruit in every good work and growing in the knowledge of God. May you be strengthened with all power according to his glorious might for all endurance and patience, with joy giving thanks to the Father who has enabled you to share in the saints' inheritance in the light. Yeah, that's what we are to be characterized by, thanksgiving rather than grumbling and complaining. Hey, friends, our phone lines are open, 866-348-7884. If this show has been a blessing to you, if you've been a regular listener, you listen as often as you can, why do you listen? What is it about the broadcast that helps you the most? It's helpful for us to know this as well. We'll start in High Point, North Carolina. Sandy, welcome to the Line of Fire.
Well, good afternoon.
Hey.
Hey, you're echoing everything that I feel. The reason I listen to your show is, like you shared about your mom's passing and what it meant to you, and you were so dead on right about that. It's, you only get one mom. And well, some people are lucky enough to have two, but for the most part, one mother. And I do am very sorry for you. But you know where she is, so that's a blessing. The other thing was, you're asking why I listen to your station. I can be really, really down or upset with somebody, and I think, I'm not going to turn it on because, gosh, I don't want to hear good stuff right now. I just want to feel bad all by myself, and I still turn it on. And y'all always have a word that uplifts me and makes me feel better inside. I'm in 2 Bible studies now, and doggone if y'all don't just echo what they're saying, and I'm learning so much about being God's person. It's not all about me. it's all about God, and he's got my back. And I used to say years ago when I was divorced, I said, well, by golly, Jesus Christ is the only one who's never let me down. He's the only man who's never let me down. And people kind of look at me funny, but, well, it's true. It is true. And I'm so thankful I have that in my life. And I thought, just yesterday, I went to the grocery store, and I wondered, what about these other countries that don't have Thanksgiving? Americans, I think, are the only ones that do it. Maybe the English do. I don't know. But I'm so thankful we have that, because we are so, so blessed, especially as a nation. And you always speak the truth. I love that. I love what Lynette said. She was saying it all for me, too. You bring out the truth. Sometimes it's not so good, and I'm still laughing at that word you used, the kretching.
Kretching. Yeah, oh, it's a great Yiddish word, yeah, Jewish expression. In fact, there's a whole book about Jewish culture and mindset called Born to Kvetch. So often that can be something. Judaism, if you're a religious Jew, you pray prayers of thanksgiving all the time through the day, and whatever comes your way, you want to be thankful for. But there is something in our culture, and it's found in every culture at a certain level. You're complaining, it's not good enough. And yeah, there's a Yiddish word for it, kvetch. Kvetch, stop all the kvetching. What's with the kvetching already? So, Sandy, thank you for the kind words. And yeah, on your worst day, don't stay down. Turn the broadcast on, and we'll encourage you. Thank you so much for the call. 866-348-7884. All right, I know who this is. Marty in London, Canada, one of our grads. Hey, welcome to the Line of Fire. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Dr. Brown. So good to actually connect with you like this. I just turned your broadcast on today, and you asked for folks to call in and let you know why we're listening. And I'd say, first of all, Dr. Brown, it's because I know you, sat under your teaching, and I know you to be a man of truth and absolutely a man of the word. I'd say when I hear the things that you say, I take it to heart because I know where it's coming from. I don't know a lot about the political things that are going on in the world, a lot of the cultural things that are out there. I hear, you know, bits of news here and there, but when I turn on your broadcast, I know that I'm going to hear something that's fair, that's balanced. You don't just give a one-sided. You have your moral standards and your ethics, and you don't waver from that, but you also share real stuff. I remember listening to you in class, and you know, something would happen, and you would say, is it true, you know, or is it the wind moving things around? You probably know what I'm talking about, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So just the reality of looking at what really is truth, and it's very informative for me. You know, I would say the thing that really opened my eyes recently was, you know, just everything going on with the election. And I tuned in a number of times. I believe you had Lance Wallnau, or you definitely made reference to him, another gentleman about, you know, the prophetic words and things, the Cyrus anointing and different things. And I would say, Dr. Brown, it caused me to pray more than ever for your country. It also caused me to be repentant about not praying for my own prime minister here in Canada. And it really opened my eyes to the importance of praying. And, you know, if my people who are called by my name, and, you know, I was in America during the election, and, you know, just literally walked around an election polling station there. And, you know, we saw incredible things, and it's through prayer and it's through good information. And yeah, so that's why I listen. And also, Dr. Brown, so sorry to hear of your mom's passing. Grace and grace and courage to you in the days
well,
to come.
Well, thank you,
Nancy.
Thanks so much. And you and your family have a lasting legacy in China, where you served over the years, and of course with your family, ongoing ways in Canada and elsewhere. I just saw during the break a very kind note that you had sent in from you and your husband. So thanks for the kind words. Thanks for the condolences. And you know, since you served overseas, China is one of these countries, on the one hand, can have great poverty, on the other hand, great wealth. It's such a vast country. And even though the gospel is spreading there, it gives you perspective of the needs of the world and how privileged we can be in North America, how much we can have. And so important for us to say, Lord, we need to shine as a light. And you know, having lived overseas, the influence America can have for better or worse. So thank you for the call, for the kind words. And let's really pray for our nation. In many, many ways, as America goes, that's how the world goes. As America goes, that's how the world goes. In terms of influence and things that are big here become big elsewhere. It can be for good, it can be for bad. What a critical time to pray for our nation. Thank you for the call.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Thanks for joining us on the Line of Fire, 866-348-7884. We may get to a few more calls. If you want to weigh in why you listen to the broadcast, how the broadcast has been a blessing to you, that is great for us to hear and know as we seek to serve you in the best way that we possibly can. Just sent a map that shows what Americans are most thankful for in every state. This is on MotherJones.com. Let's just see here. All right, so the highest percentage with what folks are most thankful for overall, friends, then family, then health, family and friends, so that goes in the top category, job, husband, children, roof over my head, life, music. You'd think this would be the case, right? And how does it break down? Is there anything really super interesting? Who's writing here? Ben Dreyfus. To me, the most disheartening is Kentucky, where people are grateful for their work family. There are apparently a lot of magicians in Ohio and Alaska who don't do it for the money. Anyway, just having fun with the map here. But in the southern part of the country, they're especially thankful for the rain. Yeah, you could understand that a little bit better. A spirit of thanksgiving brings life. North Carolina, South Carolina, most thankful for salvation. Isn't that revealing? All of our great listeners in North and South Carolina, what do you think of that? Very interesting. Very interesting. All right. A few more thoughts on giving thanks and the importance of it. And then just some closing thoughts on the day after my mom's funeral. And again, I may take another call or two, 866-348-7884, the number to call. The Word of God, I want to remind you, calls us to be thankful. Ephesians 5, a few times, Philippians 4, Colossians 1, this is what is being prayed for us. Look at what Paul writes in Colossians chapter 2. Therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, overflowing with gratitude. Overflowing with gratitude for salvation, for who God is, for what he's done in your life. You say, you don't know what's happened in my life. I mean, we are in a mess. Finances have completely crumbled. We're going to get kicked out of our home. We've got a kid that's in chronic pain. We can't sleep at night. We're at our wit's end. Yeah, I can't imagine how difficult life is for some of you out there. I've been through my own hardships. Nancy's been through her own hardships. But so many of you have been through things indescribably more difficult than anything I've lived through. And yet, in the midst of it, God remains good. In the midst of it, he remains worthy of praise. And if somehow you say, God, I'm going to praise you for your goodness, no matter how much pain I'm in, I'm going to praise you for your goodness, no matter what's happening around me. suddenly you begin to see his faithfulness, and suddenly you begin to see how he can take hopeless situations and turn them around, and things that were meant to destroy instead are things that bring life. It's reality, friends. It's reality. It's not just words being spoken. The atmosphere changes. Ask Paul and Silas what happened if they're severely flogged or in the lowest dungeon in a jail in Philippi when they begin to praise God at midnight. Literally, the jail doors swing open. Colossians 3, let the message about the Messiah, I'm reading verses 16 and 17, let the message about the Messiah dwell richly among you, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom and singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. So do things with gratitude in your hearts to God, giving thanks to God the Father through him. And then Colossians 4:2, devote yourselves to prayer, stay alert in it with thanksgiving. And then 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, Paul continues this theme. I just want to bathe you in scripture. I want to bathe you in the word of God for a moment. Rejoice always, verses 16 to 18 of 1 Thessalonians 5. Pray constantly. Give thanks in everything, for this is God's will for you in Messiah Jesus. Not everything that happens is good, but in everything that happens, God remains good. And in everything that happens, God can work for the good. Many things themselves are negative, bad, terrible, destructive, but God remains good. And so in the midst of it, we give thanks to him. We give thanks to him for everything he does. And we acknowledge that in the worst things, God can redeem them for the good. This is the will of God for us. So let's be thankful, not just at Thanksgiving. Let's be thankful. Let's remember the goodness of God every day of the year. And yeah, broken record, Mike Brown, I'm going to say it again. This is a time to reach out to family that you're separated from. I just feel there's some of you who are separated from your kids. You had a dispute. They weren't walking in the Lord. They got in rebellion. They did something to hurt you, and you pushed them away. And I'm sure they've done their share of pushing away as well. Humble yourself. Pray. See if there's a way to reach out. If you're the parents, be the elders, as Paul said to the Corinthians, that children don't store up for parents, but parents for children. That's what parents do. See if there's a way to reach out. Maybe you put them out in the moment of anger and they don't want anything to do with you right now. Find a way to get a note to them and say, hey, I love you, and please forgive me for pushing you away. You're still our kid, and we love you. And maybe you're the child in that equation, and maybe you've turned against your parents or hardened your heart, or maybe they've sinned against you. Humble yourself. Wherever the offense is, if you sinned, humble yourself and ask for forgiveness. If you feel they've sinned against you, say, hey, I still love you, and I want to have a relationship. Don't let the sun go down without reaching out. Don't let the holiday season pass without reaching out. I'm so, so glad that my dad, who died suddenly in 1977 and whose graveside I stood yesterday, I'm so glad that he knew how much I loved him. And, of course, I knew to the depths of my being how much he loved me. And I'm so glad that my mom knew how much I loved her. And, of course, to the depths of my being, I know how much she loved me. I don't have to live with this thing hanging over me for years to come. Oh, I wish I'd been there. Oh, I wish I'd shown love. Oh, I wish I'd done them proud. So I want to encourage you, don't let this holiday season pass without making things right. Don't let today go by without acting on a prompting the Lord may be giving you. And let's have a beautiful Thanksgiving. And let's think of those that don't have. Let's reach out to them and be a blessing during this time of the year. Hey, friends, this is also a great time to stand with us. We have some critical year-end needs, and your one-time gift at the end of the year would mean so much to us. Just go to Ask Dr. Brown, askdrbrown.org, click on donate. Year-end gift is tax-deductible. It'll make a big difference. Help us do what we're doing. My bottom line, God is good. He's worthy of thanksgiving always.